with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting damaging winds, tornadoes, isolated hail, and flash flooding have strafed certain southern states as the area continues to see record-breaking warm temperatures. National Weather Service Atlanta meteorologist Laura Belanger says severe weather has already caused some damage in the area.
Overnight last night, there were some storms in far northwest Georgia, some high wind speeds that did cause some damage. For example, we've got reports of some trees down up in northwest Georgia, in addition to like a chicken coop that was damaged in a particular area.
A 10-year-old boy is in grave condition in Tennessee after being swept into a storm drain in a community southeast of Nashville. Three people have been reported killed as a result of the severe weather. Some good news for home buyers. Mortgage rates ended a five-week string of increases.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to about 7.1%. That's the lowest it's been since early April. It's still only down slightly from about 7.2% last week. The pullback follows a five-week string of increases. Higher rates can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs on a home loan. So the recent overall upward shift in mortgage rates is an unwelcome trend for home buyers in what's typically the housing market's busiest time of the year. I'm Alex Vega.
Democrats joined a majority of Republicans on Wednesday to save Speaker Mike Johnson from an attempt by GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene to remove him from the job. But while Democrats in the minority threw the Louisiana Republican a life raft by voting on his side, they made clear they may not do so again. That means the threat for Johnson still lingers, as Greene and other lawmakers can at any time call up another motion to oust him. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 331 points, the Nasdaq rose 43. This is SRN News. Florida takes on woke banks, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill that addresses a new trend in which some financial institutions are closing the accounts of Christian and conservative organizations. The banks say they're not targeting anyone in particular, but the problem seems to be affecting certain types of groups a lot more than others. The new Florida law allows people to file a grievance with the state if they think a bank has done them wrong. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Seven more states are suing to challenge a new federal regulation that would promote transgenderism. The lawsuits have been filed in federal courts in Missouri and Oklahoma. But Arkansas, Iowa, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota are also plaintiffs in the Missouri case. The legal action marks the latest attempts to prevent the Biden administration from shoehorning transgenderism into the 1972 Title IX civil rights law. This is SRN News. Both parties in Congress disagree with President Biden after his denial of aid to Israel. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
President Joe Biden has touched off a wave of bipartisan anger with his decision to withhold weapons from Israel as it fights a war with Hamas terrorists. On Wednesday, the president told CNN that he was prepared to deny certain ammunition needed by Israel to prevent civilian casualties as its army prepares to engage the remaining Hamas brigades in the city of Rafah. Ironically, one of the items suspended from shipment that increases the accuracy of bombs is reducing the risk of collateral damage. Nevertheless, the threat unleashed scathing criticism from Republicans who were joined by pro-Biden Democrats who accused the president of abandoning America's key ally as it fights for its existence. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.